I'm sort of feeling, you know, when it comes to Tu B'Shvat, the end of Zman coming along. So my Yetzer Hara said, okay, so we won't have Shir today. And then I said, no, it's not right, because I have a responsibility to teach you Sugya Pakva Kohen. I have a responsibility to, there's a lot of things to do. How can you do Shnai Mosim without doing Sugya Pakva Kohen? So we'll push ourselves a little bit and turn up a gear. You ready, Naftali?
Okay.
So first of all, I want to share with you a tremendous simcha from last week's Gemara by the Sugya of Reya. So there we had a Tosos, where Tosos asked, why don't we say that there's a Shmuas Hesis only in a case of where there is no, where there is Brora de Mamona? So Tosus in, we saw that Tosus in Shvuas Amem Aleph says that there is Drora de Mamona in this case. Tosus Shvuas Amem Aleph, a little louder. Maybe we're going to start needing to bring the microphone. So Tosus in Shvuas, says that there's, is it better now, Chaim? Here a little better. So Tosus in Shvuas says that there's a Drora, always tell me when you can. Tosus in Shvuas says that there is a Drora de Mamona over here. What's a Drora de Mamona? So Tosa says that we know that there were either that there was sheep that was already eaten, or the fact that he for a long time he had been bringing the shepherd this sheep, so that indicates to us that there's Drora de Mamona. So I told the Talmidim Ahamevin Yavin. I said that L'chura, the Rajba, doesn't hold like Tosfos's Teretz over there. I left it off as Ahamevin Yavin. So came along Max. Where's Max? Max came along one of the finds of the year. This is Mamish Bezer Hashem to... I think I want to write this up. Listen to what Max pointed out. Very, very simple and beautiful point. Max wasn't mechadish anything. What he did is he chazered shir, and then he decided, let me check out, is shir right or is shir wrong? So he started looking in the different rishonim. So Max pointed out that the Ritva in Diber Hamasil Ahu Reya asks the Ritva's question. What was the Rajba, excuse me. Ask the Rajba's question. Everybody remember the Rajba we had in the beginning of the week? We had a Rajba in the beginning of the week that the Rajba said, why do we have this whole Arichus Ahureya? What do you need all Arichus for? So the Rajba said it was because that it could very well be that for every day he gave it to him with Edom, one day he didn't give it with him Edom. So then that's a Chisaron on the Taina of the Bala Bayis. That was how the Rajba asked the question. You want to see something Misameach? Take a look at this Ritva. Ahureya, the Kol Yom Avim Masra Yechiyusa Besadim, says a Ritva, lo Avim he mamish asks the same kasha as the Rajba. He gives another teretz. This is what I want to focus on. The kamash malon. This is worth $1 million. The kamash malon da filu baha isa lider of Nachman lekamon. That over even in this case we hold the Rav Nachman. V'lo amrinon bay. V'lo amrinon iu de afsa nashe de masrele belo sadi. Kivon de kule alma lo masrele ela bisahadi. This answers the Ritva. The chiddush over here is Rav Nachman's rule applies. What's he referring to when he's talking about Rav Nachman? What's Rav Nachman in our sugya? Shvuas Hesis. That Rav Nachman applies despite the fact that he was Masrele below Sahadi. So what's the teretz? The teretz of the Ritva is exactly the yisod that we saw in Tosvos, in Shvuas, on Memalit. And what do we see? We see exactly the Va'amevin Yavin that we said on the end of the week. And that is that the Ritva is bringing out what we wanted to say, that according to Tosos, Tosos would answer the Rajba's question differently. That's what we speculated. While the Rajba disagrees with Tosos and how the Reyesa works, everything we said is Mefurish in the Ritva, because the Ritva gives Tosos' Yesod and Shulis Mem Aleph to answer the Rajba Yasha. Okay, that's a beautiful, beautiful point. Yasha Goff Max. If you didn't follow this, then it's probably because you didn't chazer the Rajba well, you didn't chazer Tosis and Shavuos Memal. That's a cherry on the top. Beautiful. Now let's begin our Gemara. Says the Gemara in the bottom of Hey Amid Al. Hashkanami Delaysa the Rabbi Chia. Even if we don't hold of Rabbi Chia. In this case, where there's Aiden that say that he's Chayev 50. Mechayev Emi the Rav Nachman. Let's be Mechayev and based on Rav Nachman. This Nan, because we learn, in regards to Shua says, it's Manali Biyot, Chayin Lecha Biyot, the Potter. Vomer Rav Nachman, Mashbi, and also Shua says, Rav Nachman says there's a Shua says. So why over here, is there no Shua? Says the Gemara, and therefore be mechayev the other one to make a shvuah. The roe can't, the baal bayis could, and then he should be nishba v'notel. Says the Gemara, derav Nachman takantihi, v'takanta l'takanta lo avdinan. We don't make one takana to the next. Says Rashi, derav Nachman takantihi, domi d'oraisa lo rami shvuah leo. It's only a shvuah's hesis. It's not a shvuah d'oraisa. V'takanta, says Rashi, on top of on the base, the shekinegda yishbal v'yito, the havinami takanta. The fact that you have the other person swear when the gazlan can't swear, when you have the toveya swear, is a takan midrabana. The havinami takanta. The mina Torah misha love l'shalim hu yishava. This rabbosa is a very, very important rule to remember. The mina Torah, it's a shvua that he's mashbia v'lo mishalim. A shvuas hanotlin is only midrabanim. Shvuas liftar is d'oraisa. You won't have any shvua where you collect money. You'll only have a shvua, think about you're learning shomrim and bikiyas, right? So a shomer swears to exempt himself. V'yipotim min atashlumen, v'ein nishba v'notel min atorah. V'osan abnuyim b'shuas takonis chachamim heim, on mim dalet on the base, v'l'shvua d'oraisa ovid rabbanan, takanta ovid takanta ovid takanta lo avdinam. By the way, they're in Lakewood and a few other yeshivas. They, when they learn Shnaimos and they learn in Bikias, they learn Mesech HaShuas, the 4th, 5th, and 6th Brachim. Because really, a lot of Bav Metzia is really about Shvuah. A lot of Bav Metzia is about Shvuah. So this is the Gemara's Teres. Takanta l'takanta lo avdina. Says Tosas, and Dibar Maschol v'takanta, v'takanta l'takanta lo avdina. Now Tosas is bothered by Akasha. Who can tell me what Tosas is bothered by? Who can tell me what Tosis is bothered by? Is that a hand? Yeah, go ahead, Shimon.
If we don't uphold Shavuos Hesus, then...
It's great to have you back, Shimon. Yeah, go ahead.
If there's no Shavuos Hesus, then based on the rule that Tosis established in the page before...
Not Tosis. Leave Tosis aside. The Talmud established in many places, yeah.
When a person isn't able to swear the entire thing.
Right, Tosis is bothered by a basic question. And that kasha is, but at the end of the day, why don't we say, Mitol Sheni Yochel L'Shava Mishalem? And that is, okay, Takanta L'Takanta Lo Avdina. The Seder. So now we don't have the Balabai swear, but the Shomer can't swear. And if the Shomer can't swear, so then we should have a rule. Mitol Sheni Yochel Yishava Mishalem. That's what Tosis is bothered by. Umitol Sheni Yochel Yishava Mishalem Lo Shayechacha Kibdifi Rashis. Like I already explained, the rule Mitol Sheni Yochel Yishava Mishalem is not relevant over here. So the question is, what does Tosis mean by that? What does Tosis mean? It's not relevant over here, like I already explained. So Rabosai, we're going to give a couple of explanations. First, we're going to turn to the Maharam. Then we're going to turn to Rav Yonis and Abishitz. And then we're going to turn to the walls of the cave. Okay? So Rabosai. But before all of them, we'll turn to you. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? What does Tosis mean when he says Kidipirishis? Yes, Meisha? Oh, Gimel Amibes. Interesting. That's one shot. Moshe comes along and he says, Gimel Amibes. On Gimel Amibes, it's actually, you're really, if any of you feel guilty that you weren't able to come up with what Moshe came up with, I also wasn't able to because we skipped that part in Tosis. Rabbi Akiva never told you. Okay, so that explains it. Rabbi Akiva discussed it with the boys. Good, we're gonna follow some of the things that Rabbi Akiva Shlita discussed. In V'chein B'nascha de Rabbi Abba Tosos, in Dibra Maskel B'kulei Boi Delodi, in my Tosos I even had the chutzpah to put parentheses. So I think we skipped those lines in Tosos, if I'm not mistaken. I don't regret it, because that was necessary at the time, but it happens to be, Tosos got us back, and now Tosos is gonna get us to look at it. But Tosos says, but we're only going to squeeze out a part of it. Tosa says that you say mitoch sheni yochel isham mishalim da shvua derabbanan lo amar hachi. Anybody wants to discuss how it relates to pshat, it'll be my pleasure another time in the afternoon to come over. What Tosa is saying in pshat over there. Tosa says black on white that we don't say mitoch sheni yochel isham mishalim on a shvua derabbanan. We only say it on a shvua deraisa. Now I have two rayas Moshe to your pshat. Number one, it's black on white in the Tosas HaRosh. If you take a look at the Tosas HaRosh says it. Someone, I don't have the fancy Gemaras with the Tosas HaRosh in the back. You just read it to me. It's not a long Tosas HaRosh. Whoever finds it first, scream it out. It's like a line and a half. Yes, Max? Say it really loud for the fellas. Says black and white. Hainu b'shvua d'oraisa. We're talking over there with a shvua d'oraisa, and if we're talking about a shvua d'oraisa, so then in such a case we say mitoch sheni yochel lishav mishalim. So this is a raya Moshe to your shot. Okay, I forgot that we were going to hear the Tosa Rush also. Okay, Tosa Rush also says it. Says the Maharam, I can give you two possible sources. Number one, the Maharam is mechavein to the Tosa Rush. That's actually his second shot, and his first shot is a very, very interesting chat. Let's take a look at the Maharam. Says the Maharam on Hey Amud Beis. What does he mean? Kidepe Rashis. Says the Maharam Yesh Loimar. The Kavonas Hatesis Bazek. Kidepe Rishal Besamuch. The Gabe Choshud. Lo Amrinim Toshen Yochli Shava. We'll get back to that in a moment. So I don't know if Rabbi Akiva knew about this Marab, but he's mechavein to the Marab. By the way, when Tosis says kidipirashis le'il, in my small experience, usually Tosis is referring to within the sugya himself, which is why the Maharam gives a first pshat, that's the Tosos, in our sugya. Kidipirashis means the Tosos in our sugya. What's he referring to in kidipirashis in our sugya? So now let's focus. So you see, the Maharam was mechavein to Tosos HaRosh. Everybody follow what I mean? The Tosos HaRosh said, we don't say Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lishav Mishalim on a Shvua D'Rabbanan. We only say it on a Shvua D'Oraisa. That's the Tosos HaRosh's teretz. And kidipirashis means, like I explained, on Gimel on the base. That's Meisha's pshat from Rabbi Akiva, and that's the second pshat in the Maharam, the Tosos HaRosh's pshat. Says the Maharam in the first pshat. Now let's go through those words more slowly. His first pshat. Kedepirish le'il b'samuch, the gabe choshud lo amrina mitosh shen yachal ishava. Mitaima de kasvat Tosos le'il. He says Tosos already said that we don't say mitosh shen yachal ishava in this particular case. What's he referring to over here? What's he referring to when he says that? What does he mean? Like, he gives us the page. He gives us the Tosos. Tosos Dibra Maskel E Isa. So, some of the guys, Joe and Daniel and Yonatan and Josh, all came over to me and they pointed to the lines in Tosos that theoretically he's talking about. Naftali, you want to be mechavin to them? Which line is he referring to that we saw that mitoch sheni yochel yishava mishalim applies only to a shvua d'oraisa and not to a shvua midrabanan? Which line would that? Which line could that possibly fit into in the Tosos? Yes.
In Shekinah, right?
In E. Where am I? Oh, I said E. I said E before as a mistake.
Right.
There was one time I said E. I meant Shekinecto.
So
yeah, Shekinecto. Yeah, go
second,
ahead.
In his second, when he says Ba'od, he says the Hasam Amar Leishvu Doraisa is Isle Alecha Otishvu Otishalim. He Davka says Shvu Doraisa. He didn't say just Shvu.
Aval hacha hu b'ratzon yishava. How does that fit in with b'ratzon yishava? You're right, he does use the word shvua d'oraisa, that's true. But here also he's b'ratzon yishava. He wants to swear. So if he wants to swear, so then in such a case, you don't say mitoch sheni yochel yishav mishalim, both on a shvua d'oraisa, as well as a shvua midrabana, because he wants to swear. If he wants to swear, so then you don't say mitoch sheni yochel yishav mishalim. Maybe the fact that Tosa said shvua d'oraisa is lav dafka. In fact, the inherent svara might apply to both of them. Max, what do you want to say?
I think what Tosa is saying, when he says to him, like, I have on you a shvua d'oraisa, you can pay or you can swear, that only applies by a shvua d'oraisa. Meaning, if I didn't have on you a shvua d'oraisa, that rule of you can pay or you can swear, it doesn't apply.
What?
That's why Tosos is medayik to write shvua d'oraisa.
But I'm bothered, at the end of the day, that the inherent svara of I want to swear, whether I'm possible, whether it's a shvua d'rabbanan or it's a shvua d'oraisa, I want to swear. So if I want to swear, you don't say, according to Tosas, the second Teretz Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalei. So why would Tosa say shvua d'oraisa? In both those cases, I want to swear. Yes, Josh?
Do we have a din that a shvua d'oraisa, if a person refuses to take the shvua, then he has to...
That's our din that we're discussing right now! So Mehechi Tezi, that's a din d'rabban, only by shvua d'rabban. Maybe it applies even by shvua d'oraisa.
If a person refuses to take a shvua, he's able to... Then he wouldn't have to pay. I'm sorry. It's clear in my mind. Sorry. By shvua d'oraisa, if a person refuses to take the shvua, not because he can't, but he doesn't want to, then in that case, the guy would have to pay. But in the case where it's a shvua d'rabbanan,
that's what the Rosh says. What you just said is what the Rosh says. Where do you see that in our Tosos? That's Tosos on Gimel and Beis. That's Tosos on Gimel and Beis.
So that's why over here, when he says if he wanted, this guy wants to.
Right.
So it's not fair to be making him pay if he wants to.
Exactly. And therefore, you would not differentiate between a d'rabbanan and a d'oraisa. Is that what you're saying?
Sorry.
That's what I'm arguing against. I'm questioning against Naftali and Max.
I have to think.
Okay. Good. Yonatan, go ahead.
Hasla, line where he says, Amai Allah, meaning, Kosh and Elfish on Mashalim, Kedamini Gabe Kosh and Elfish on Down, which both cases of Derisis.
Where are you quoting from? Oh, you're trying to give a different Tosis? Hey, Amin Aleph. You don't mean Amin Aleph. Which Tosis? Yeah, what do you bring out from over there? Those are Beferish and Gemaras. Those are Beferish and Gemaras Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalei. There he didn't spell out the difference between Daraisa and Darabon. There he didn't spell out any difference of when you do say Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalei and when you don't. He pointed out that there is a subjective rule Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalei. Yes, Gedalia?
Those are both cases of Daraisa.
Those are Daraisa, Meseder. Yeah, but he never was mechalek between the Raisas and the Rabbanas. Never there was Mechatin Deresh. I think the Tumim says better than all of us. Let's take a look at the Tumim. The Tumim is the great Rebbe of Yonason. We have that photocopy passed around. Let's take a look. Sadi Bey's Yud. Everybody have it? Filachain Nira. This is the Rebbe of Yonason. Filachain Nira. Everybody have it? The first word on the line. The second on the line, correct. By the way, what's really cool is beforehand he starts with the Bach. The Bach that we did last week, which we said is the antecedent for the Pshat in all the yeshivas, versus the Chazon Ish, and how do we tell us? That's just on Maven Yavin. Maybe we'll flesh it out short. V'lachay nira, yesh lov in sham, bog mitzia, tosis, dimar maskol takanta, l'takanta lo avdinan, mitol shen yachal ishala mishalein, bo shayi chokho, v'haynu shekosu mikodam, b'chad teretz, the low amrina mitol shen yachal, the low, where am I? The low shayach, the choshu, mitol shen yachal ishala mishalein, dot soek ani eshaveya. You don't say Eina Yochol Lishava Mishalem when he screams, I want to swear, I want to swear. Then in such a case, what do? We don't apply the rule Mitok Shein Yochol Lishava Mishalem. There, Mitok Shein Yochol Lishava Mishalem does not apply. Says the Tumim, that's what Tosis means. Mitok Shein Yochol Lishava Mishalem Lo Shayech Kidipi Rashis Leil, because he wants to swear. He wants to swear. And if he wants to swear, we don't say Mitok Shein Yochol Lishava Mishalem. Who does that fit with? Ba'Maven Yavin, this is Geshmak Ba'Maven Yavin. The Bach. And that's what the Tumim was just discussing before. It fits beautifully with the Bach, because the Bach said there are two deals within Tosfos, whether we say Mitol Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem, when a person wants to swear but he can't. Those were the two deals. According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, we learned, how did it go? According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the halacha is that he collects like the first day of Tosfos, and the Rambam holds like the second day of Tosfos. If he wants to swear, then you don't say Mitol Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem. That was from Chazara from last week. Says the Tumim, that's what Tosis means. And that's what the Maran means, Bidas Tosos. That we already had a day on Tosis that says that you don't say Mitok Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem when a person wants to swear. That's what he means. The Talmidim were Mosif. This Geshmak, the Chazon Ish disagreed with that reading of Tosfos. Chazon Ish read that everybody holds Mitok Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem if a guy wants to swear. And he read the Tosfos differently. I'm not going to repeat how we read the Tosfos then. According to the Chazon Ish, you're going to have to learn that Tosfos is going back to Gimel Amud Beis. According to the Bach, as the Tumim says, this is all Pshat now. The issue which is a fundamental machlokis in Lomdus is an issue in Pshat. What's Tosfos referring to when he says the Pirashis Leil? Is he saying, like the Tosfos Harosh, that there's a chiluk between a Shvuah Daraisa Derabanan? Is that the Pshat? Or no, it's not an issue of Daraisa Derabanan, but rather the issue is an issue of whether we say Mitok Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem when a person wants to swear. There was some who read Tosfos, the Bach and others, that Tosfos is being mechadesh, that you don't say Mitok Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem in such a case. But Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish says that everybody holds that you say Mitok Shein Yachal Lishava Mishalem, but it's a reason for the Takanim Midrabanan. There were two reasons in Tosfos for the Takanim Midrabanan. Everything is connected. And to summarize now, so what we have is the machlokis in how to read Tosfos comes out that there are two deos within the Gedolei Achronim, two deos in the Gedolei Achronim, where the Tosfos is inconsistent. Here, he's being consistent with his position that you say Midol Shein Yachol Yishav Mishalim only on a Shvut Arayis and the Derabanan, or his Tosfos being consistent over here with another chiddush, and that is that if a guy wants to swear, you don't say Midol Shein Yachol Yishav Mishalim. Now that the Chazon Ish rejected. Hence, I would speculate that the Chazon Ish read Kidapirashis Leil like the first day of the Maran, the first day that we gave Moshe's pshat, like the Tos Sarash, and not like the other pshat. But here we see that the Tumim learned like the Bach, and he learned Kidapirashis Leil the way the Bach had learned, and the Tos is in the second day is saying a whopping chiddush, and his whopping chiddush is that we don't say Midol Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem if the person wants to swear. Yishma. Avram, fire away. By the way, I was weighing this for a week whether to say it publicly, but you know what? I hope I'm making the right decision. Rabbi Reichman called me up and he said how much he enjoyed the boys in the shir, and then he said, he coined, this is an old European expression, he said he enjoyed the Eloi from L.A. So, in those days, they used to call a boy from the city that they came from. So they used to call him, and if the boy was a bright boy, they used to call him the Eloi from this city. So Avram was coined by Rabbi Reichman as the Eloi from L.A. Yeah, go ahead, Avram. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't know what the word Eloi means, so that's fine. Yeah, go ahead. The first time we used it, he didn't know what it meant. It's beautiful. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Coming in.
Hey, and out. Yeah. No, it won't work. It won't work because according to the first day of Tosfos, we're not saying Mitok Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem doesn't apply when the guy wants to swear. We don't say that. Mitok Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem applies. However, there's a different explanation. Why? Says Tosfos, and that was Lo Shavkis Chai L'Chol Beria. That Kitos gave a totally different explanation. So Lo Shavkis Chai L'Chol Beria, that Chazal decide when to say Lo Shavkis Chai L'Chol Beria and when not to.
That's only the
part of the Bach. Well, the Bach. I'm following the footsteps of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. There's nothing. No, you want to somehow, what you want to do is connect it to whether there was a takana midrabanan of not saying Midol Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem or not. So come back to me. You need to work on it. It's not enough just to. You need to develop why that would fit into Lo Shavkis Chai L'Chol Beria. That you need to develop. It's not enough just to suggest that it could work. You need to develop why. According to the way the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason says it, it's beautiful. He says it very, very clearly. Here he wants to swear, right? He says, I want to swear Shavuos Heses. So then in such a case, then you don't say Midol Sheni Yachol Yishav Mishalem. You're going to get into a sticky thing. When do you say Lo Shavkis Chai? When did they make the takana? When did they not make the takana? You have to do a lot more sticky work that, according to the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason's pshat, you don't have to do. You don't have to do it all. Yes, Josh.
Yes.
What
would be the reason why you would say if we have Midol Sheni Yachol Yishav? What's the reason why you would say if a guy wants to swear, if we have Midol Sheni Yachol Yishav? What would be the reason why we don't?
I know. Can I rephrase what you're bothered by?
Yeah.
Are you asking why would you say by a din derabanan mitoch sheni yachol yishav mishalem? Or why the opposite? Why would you differentiate between the Darabbana and the Araisa? Very good. I like the second question better. I was afraid you were asking the first question, but I'm glad you're asking the second question. Good. That I want to throw out to the Talmidim. This the walls never heard.
Right in the chat.
previous chat, the walls would know right away what we were referring to. Of course, it's totally in the Chazon Ish versus the Bach. That's borrowed. But now, something we didn't discuss, which I haven't worked out, and that is, at the end of the day, why don't we say, what's the Pshat and Tosa Rosh? What's the Pshat and Tosa Gimel and Beis? Why is it when it comes to a Durabbanan, we say, Mitosh Eni Yochel Yishava, Mishalim does not apply? When it comes to a Din D'Oraisa, then we say, Mitosh Eni Yochel Yishava, Mishalim. What's going to be the Pshat in that? Yes, Daniel, what do you suggest?
Shvua Derabanan, if we don't want to swear, so it's if Derabanan are invoking their Kol Shvuan. If Derabanan are not letting them swear, so how could they impose the Shvuan if that would make them pet? Well, the Raisa, they have no power to impose the Shvua.
I see what he's saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is something I never worked out. So I need your help a little. Sometimes even I don't want your help, but this time I want your help. So Daniel's saying like this. He's saying that when it comes to a shvua derabbana, so min haTorah, the halacha is, let's say, kofar hakol. That's a great example. Kofar hakol. So kofar hakol, I say to Naftali, you owe me money. Naftali's kofar hakol. So halach is, and midrabbana, Naftali has to make a shvua. Minat Torah, there's nothing to talk about. Minat Torah, the money's in Naftali's pocket. I have no raya. He's entitled to the money. Could the Rabbanan come along and say, without a Gemara that says it, and take the money from Naftali's pocket and put it into mine? Because that's what we're saying, Mitosh Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim, right? That's what we're saying, Mitosh Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim. So the answer is no. And therefore, says the Tosa Rosh, the Tosa Gimel on the base, we don't say Mitosh Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim on a Din D'Rabbanan. In contrast to if we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa, so when we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa, so then it goes like this. What's a Shuas HaShomrim? Let's take another example from a Shuas HaShomrim. Shuas HaShomrim says, there are two ways to look at it. What Pshat Shuas HaShomrim? Is a Pshat Shuas HaShomrim that you, the Shomer, need to give me a Shua, but the Torah doesn't let you do it, so then you're stuck? Or is the Pshat, everybody follows Chakira, write this Chakira down, Shuas HaShomrim. Soloveitchik said a lot about this. Or is the Pshat Shuas HaShomrim that you're chayiv to pay me back until you make a shvua? Now the whole klal of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim tells us that there's really not a shayla over here. Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim says that there's no legitimate chakira. Once the Amoraim were kovei this rule, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim, it's not a legitimate chakira. Soloveitchik sidestepped that issue in the way that he did. But Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim says no, that you have a chi of mamonos until the shvua. What's the pshat? Because there the Torah said the shomer has to make a shvua. How did Chazal understand the Torah? The Torah is saying that if you don't make a shvua, you have to pay. And therefore, when it comes to Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim, it makes sense to differentiate between the Din D'Oraisa and the Din D'Rabbanan. Contrast to the Rabbanan superimposed. They didn't put it in part of the relationship between the Shomer and the Baal HaBayis. There's no, they superimpose a new Shvuah. So just because I don't do that Shvuah, and I can't do that Shvuah, doesn't mean that they move the money to me. Now, it happens to be that the Rabbanan can move the money from Naftali to me. They can give me Naftali's money through the rule of Hefker Bez Nefker. But says Tosos on Gimel Mabeh, says Tosa Rosh, there's no Gemara that says that we use Hefker Bez Nefker. The Shuvas HaRivash writes that the only time... Let's look at Shuvas HaRivash. Yeah. See, I didn't prepare it. Yeah, go ahead, Izzy.
Could it be also that a Shvuah Derabanan is Mishma Benosa?
A Shvuah Derabanan
is Mishma Benosa, and there is Mishma Benosa.
Correct.
So to be Mishma Benosa, you can't say since you're not. You're inherently in the Shvuah Derabanan is that you're taking.
Right. Okay. And it's based on the Hezbollah we just said. You're just being Mosif Nafcha. You're adding another point that in the Lashon Nishba V'Notel seems to indicate that halacha. Correct. Correct. Nishba V'Notel versus Nishban Vein Mishalmi. Correct. Right. Naftali, I'll use half of what Izzy just said. And Izzy points out, what's the Lashon that Chazal used for Shvuah D'Oraisa? Nishbain Vein Mishalmi. Nishboim ve'ein mishalmim. What's the connotation? If he's nishba, he doesn't have to pay. Mitoch she'ein al yachal lishava is memela mishalim. In contrast to the lashon of Chazal, nishboim v'notlin, is that there's a takana midrabanan in the case of where I'm notel to make a shvua. But that is not part of the inherent monetary condition. The shvuas hesis is a superimposed shvua, which is not inherent to the monetary condition. In contrast, the din d'oraisa that Chazal described, it's a lashon mishnah. We're not even being medayik from Rambam. Mishnah itself, nishboim v'lo mishalmin. Sullivan Shah got a shear where he pointed out Shulis Hashem is actually not entirely that way. Even though it's an Ishbon for Lo Misham. That's why I told you that he still thought that this Chakira was a legitimate Chakira despite that fact. But that we're not discussing. This is a pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. Beautiful. Rabosai, now let's go to the Ritva. Yisrael, what do you want? That's what Avram started developing. You and Avram talk together. Maybe you're right. The simplest shot, it works beautifully as the Tumim was Masbir. Now you're going to get into complicated Takanas Midrabban. That's why I was referring to as sticky. You might not be wrong, but in terms of smooth, it's very smooth that the Bach is going to go like the Tosa Rush. And according to the Bach, as the Tumim points out, it works beautifully with Tosas Hayam and Alf. The reason why I wanted to work with Tosas and Hayam and Alf is that my little experience, the Pirashis Lil usually means within the Sugya itself. If he's going back to another Sugya, Tosas will say, like we find by Nascha de Rabbi Abba, or something like that. The fact that Tosas not mitzayin to anything sounds like it's within the Sugya, not going back to Dapim. Unless you're going to say that Tosas, they learned a couple of Dapim every hour, so then it was Kedip Pirash Lil. So another Raya, you have to cover ground if you can say that shot. Okay. Rabosai, let's take a look at the Ritva. The tape clay davale reya. Who wants to read? You want to Shema? Avram? You want to take a crack at it? Go ahead. We only have about 10 minutes. Go ahead. No, I'm not rushing you. No. Don't go a bit faster. I'm just saying in terms of our scheduling. So don't go a bit faster. Go ahead. Pirush Rashi. Oh, wait a second. I dropped the ball. We can't do the Ritva yet. Frank the Halig Gemara on Hayam and Bays, says the Gemara, the tape clay davile roa. The Gemara asks, but wait a second, why don't we talk about the guy as being a Goslin? Just say he's a roa. Rabosa, we were mechaving to this part of the Gemara. Remember when I started out in the Gemara, I said, is a guy a choshud? The guy a Gazlan, and then we were surprised that the Gemara described him a Gazlan. It's all part of what the Gemara is also struggling with. V'tepetle the Havilei Roet. Why don't we say that he's a Roet? And V'amar of Yehuda Stam Roet Pasul. Stam Roet is Pasul. Why is he Pasul? Zot Dehele Gerashi. V'tepetle the Havilei Roet. Ada Abayikam Etam. First of all, Rashi points out that this really is not inherent to the halacha per se. But even though every word of Abaye is halig. Every word of Abaye is holy. And therefore, if Abaye said that he's a psul gazlan, there must be a rule, a reason why he said it. And the Gemara asks, Ad Abaye come in time, the kashale, vo gazlanu, v'tepikle, dibalavach, gzela, posel ishvua. Even without the gzela, he's going to be posel ishvua. Dom Rav Yehuda, stam roa, fil lo ura lov shigazal, posel eidus, distome gazlanu. Because stam, we consider him a gazlan, Shemare behemos bistos bisados shalachirim, because generally the shepherds would have their animals go into other people's fields. Just to emphasize what the Gemara is bringing out begs the question: what is the psul of roa? Is a psul roa that we give him a din gazlan, or is it a chash gazlan? Either way, we know a roa is pasul eidus. You follow what I'm being choker on? When Chazal say it's a Mishnah that says that a roe is pasul leigus, is it because we say that b'safek we're pasuling him leigus, or that a roe, because this is so common that it happens, every roe is considered a gazla? L'may nafkamina? Maybe we'll get to that. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara, it clearly differentiates between roe and gazla. Says the Gemara loy kasha. Hadi day, hadalma. It depends on whether he's shepherding his own flock or he's shepherding the Baal Bayis' flock. Zabdei l'gerashi. Didei roa beima shalom pasul. If he's shepherding his own flock, it's pasul. Dibishvil hanaso roa osa mesados acheros. Because he's going to make money off of this. Avo roa beimos heir b'schar. Bishvil hanaso acherim en echotel haros ad shigil amire hamufgar l'kol. He doesn't feel the same incentive to make sure the animals eat, because it's not his animals, and therefore he waits till he gets to a stay after. But if it's my own animal, so then, if I'm a roe, then there's a chash, I'm going to have him go into somebody else's field. This is the cloud of the Gemara. Go ahead, Avram. Take a look at, let's start the ritual. Tape it, lay down, lay roe. Go ahead.
The way Rashi is showing us before, the Gemara's kasha is against the Bai. Why did the Bai have to say earlier that because there's witnesses that he ate the other two, he's considered a gazla, and that's why his kasha is full? Even before the reason like that, since he's a stam roi, he's pasul edus. So you could just say that. You don't have to call it either. You don't have witnesses that say he ate you in the process.
By the way, Rabosai, from the fact that the Ritva says, based on the Mishnah's Sanhedrin, it's a psul d'rabbanan, and it's not a psul d'oraisa, seems to indicate that it's not that we consider him a vadai gazlan with a din d'oraisa. It's a chash mid'rabbanan that we passed these rowing. Okay, continue on.
You
can't call him a vadai gazlan if you haven't seen him. Hey, it must be it's a psul de Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said there are too many shepherds who steal, and therefore you can't use a shepherd under your chuppah. See how times already changed. It's time of Chazal. The Avos found that Kadosh Baruch Hu as shepherds. We have a whole drasha where we discuss based on what our Rabbein, what our Zalmachik developed, that Yosef was considered a rebel by his brothers because Yosef was a cosmopolitan man. And the Mesorah, Avram Avinu found that Kadosh Baruch Hu as being a shepherd looking into nature. That was how they felt, came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yosef's not interested. He's not with his brothers when he's shepherding it. But everything that has Kedusha, eventually there are people who use it incorrectly. Eliezer Shlomo pointed out, we got to put this back into the Sugya Lot and his shepherds. So how does that fit back? By the way, I might be already giving you half of the teretz. The things already changed since those times. Okay. Back into the Ritva. The Ritva asks a kash of the Bali Tosos. Now this kash of the Bali Tosos appears in the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, but does not appear in our Tosos. Go ahead. Ubitosos Hikshu.
Tosos Hikshu. Now my kushya, what's the kash of it? Vada Nikolai Rabbi Feh Ritzalei Shub the Havel the Gaz of Kabur the Pasuk of Jerlaisa. If they say Allah the time of Jerlaisa the Pasuk of Jerlaisa. Makes sense. It's better for Abai to ask his kasha the way he does.
No, you don't mean that Abai asks a question. You mean the Gemara asks a question.
Kasha on Abai. Wait,
yeah, because... The kasha on Abai. The Gemara is kasha on Abai. It's okay. The Eloi is also allowed to make mistakes, Ephraim. Don't worry. Yeah, go ahead. That's, by the way, it's very, very important. It's very, very important. Yeah, go ahead.
Because the when we're saying a raw, it's possible to a right side, as opposed to possible to a bottom. What Abaye was talking about, it's just possible to a bottom.
Correct. Correct. So the question asks Tosas on the Gemara's question. The Gemara that had asked, why is it that Abaye says Gazlon? Why don't we mention a Psul Roe? So he asks, wait a second. If it's a Gazlon Gomur, so then it's a Psul Daraisa. In contrast to the Roe, the Psul Roe is only a Psul Midrabana. What? Yeah, go ahead. You want to add? Go ahead.
Abaye is saying his soul. Why did Abaye say what he said? Because he has a soul to Raisa, whereas a roe is just a rebuttal.
Right, so everybody, let's take a look. Abaye is referring to what? Six lines from the bottom of the head on the Alf. Abaye, im isa mishtabea, v'a gazlan. To which the Gemara now asks, why ask? He's a gazlan, he's a roa. Asks the Bali Tosos, why say that... Why does the Gemara ask, he's a roe, at the end of the day, Abaye wants to show that there's a psul d'oraisa over here. And that's a stronger psul than a psul d'rabbana. Now that we've got through differentiating between what a psul roe is and what a psul gazlan is, so why mention psul roe? There's a psul gazlan over here. That's the Ritva's kasha. What would you have answered to that question? Bali Tosas' question. Why do we say Roa? It's a Psul Gazlan. I want to throw out a possible teretz. I'm not sure if it's right or wrong. I thought the Ritva himself set up the answer. Didn't he point out to us that a Stam Roa is... We don't know for sure he's a Gazlan. A Gazlan, we know for sure he's a Gazlan. Ahu Reya, there was a shepherd. The shepherd is now apostle. But we don't know for sure he's a Gazlan. Why did you, Abaye, give him a Kaloi Shem Gazlan? All he has is a Psul Roe. It's a Psul Derabana. That's what the Gemara's kasha could be. Everybody follow what I'm saying? If we are right the way we had postulated before, that Gazlan is a Psul d'oraisa, so we know he's a Gazlan. A Roe, the Mishnah apostles as a Din d'Rabbanan, because there was an Umdana that they're not like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So then in such a case, then that's a Psul Midrabbanan. It's not the same level Psul. Asks the Gemara to take the clay to Avile Roa, why did you, Abaye, give him a Chaloy Shem Gazlan? All you know is that he has a Din Rabbanan. He has a Psul Rabbanan. Chaim, it's a decent teretz. Yehuda, it's not a good teretz. Go ahead.
In the Gemara that he's there are Edom against him that he's a Gazlan.
Wait, these Edom, we don't know what to do with these Edom. This guy says, the shepherd says, what are you talking about? I know it said on the license plate, love to ride. But at the end of the day, I also branded that license plate. I bought it from him. He has lots of Teirutzim. That doesn't make him a Gazlan. That doesn't make sense. The fact someone sees, if you see Betzala with my wallet and taking out money from my wallet, that doesn't make Betzala a Gazlan. You have to see Betzala take my wallet from me. So that's not enough. That's not enough of a teretz. The Ritva doesn't give us teretz. Tov. The Ezer Hashem to be continued. The Ritva doesn't give us teretz. Yesh Ladun in Divrei for Ritva. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow Rabbosai, we're going to wrap this up. This is very geschmack. I get this more. Then we're going to be Masik Shmaitz Aliba de Hilchasa, E Isa, Rebchia Kamaisa, the Rambam. There's a lot to do.